Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
G'day guys, welcome back to another instalment of the Pelican Scoop. It is I, Lyle Swithenbank. Of course, this is a hoop-ball.com presentation. You can follow me on Twitter, at Lyle Swithenbank, LyleSwithenbank, as in bank, as in the Jazz robbed the bank, and the bank being the Pels. And probably the Pels robbed themselves, of course, at Hoopball Pels is the show. Guys, I'm just carrying on. We played the Jazz again. Last night. I had set it to record and I had a big day while my best birthday festival continued. Got home about 9 p.m. and thought, oh, well, I've got, it's a Friday night. Sit down and surely the Pels will come through. And boy, was I wrong. So when I finally finished, I tweeted about 11:30, and obviously frustrated. Probably not fair on the old Pels, and all credit to the Jazz being 11-4 on the season. Fantastic start for them. I think it's one of their highest starts in history, I think, for the Jazz. Doesn't bode well for the Pels, though. 5-9 now on the season. We fell 129-118. Absolutely blown out of the water again. And that was despite a pretty good start. That's what frustrated me, is that we came out the gates and I was like, they listened to the pod. They're doing everything that I'd asked. And so I'm just waiting for the call now from Griff to get the call up as assistant coach. I know I'll have to do the 2 weeks quarantine or whatever it is, but it'll be worth it to help these Pels. But it was an absolute whitewash in the end. There were some bright sparks, there were some low sparks, but honestly, it was just disappointing because the way they came out, oh my gosh, wowza. We'll go straight to the quarter by quarter. Well, that's where we're going to start. Because it really was a tale of, I suppose, one quarter versus three quarters. So, Pelicans in the first quarter, they had 43 points, which I think is right up there with our scoring in first quarters this year. Utah only had 31, which was good. Only. Quarter two, we came out, we had 26, and Utah decided to smash us and have 39. So, a 16-point lead, which it got to at one point, evaporated. Surprise. We then followed it up with a 23-point quarter, and they followed up with a 30-point quarter. So, we're improving slightly. And then finished off last quarter with 26, and they scored 29. And that's how they scored almost 130 points on us. On a top defensive team. A team that prides itself on defense. Because we can't score. Yeah. There's some work to do. There is some absolute work to do. Obviously, there were some bright sparks. I mean, we go to the box score now. Zion Williamson had 27 points, and he was phenomenal. Honestly, 64%, 9 of 14 from the field. Hit a three-pointer, first one of the season. That was ruthless, too. They left him there, and he said, all right, have it. 8 of 10 free throws, you know, that improvement there has just been astronomical. Really stoked with that. He's been playing really well. No faults on Zion. He just does what he can. B.I. first quarter went on an absolute tear. He had, I think, almost 20 in the first half and finished up with 23. So if that's not enough for you to sink your teeth into, well, who knows. 8 of 14 shooting again. He was good. 4 three-pointers. I think they all came in the first quarter. After that, he went cold. I think we left him on the bench for a little bit too long. Steven Adams had 8 points, 16 rebounds, 3 assists and a steal and a block. And he was good. You know, Steven, he's been good all year. What surprises me is he had no free throw attempts, despite the fact that he went up and got absolutely hacked the living daylights out of every time he went near the ball. It was, the whistles were away, and I think Zion only shooting 10 free throws as well. It was just a travesty. They really have, the refs have put the whistle away on our team, and it's obvious. They're like, well, there was, for example, first quarter, Zion gets a dunk, fast break, and Royce O'Neal literally clotheslined him. And they go, oh, it was a clean block. And you have a look. It's directly across his arms. He's landed square on his knee and then his back. And you're like, well, aren't you meant to protect the good players in this league? Let bloody Royce O'Neal clothesline you and let you land on the ground. That's just ridiculous. But the refereeing was, yeah, it was shit. You know, I don't usually swear on here, but it was. And I was going off because it was no good. People that were also shit... Lonzo Ball and Eric Bledsoe. Bledsoe, 8 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, couple of steals, 4 of 12 shooting, 0 three-pointers of 3. Lonzo Ball, 14 points. He had 15 shots, 6 of 15, which was nice. Highest usage on the team as well, with 26, which you love from your point guard. He is, you know, I try not to get on to the players too hard. And I say, oh, you know, they're all just trying their best and they're doing the job and all of that. But Lonzo, he's failing to show anything and it's costing him millions. You know, this is the thing, I feel for the bloke because he's a restricted free agent at the end of the year. He's meant to be earning his dosh. I don't know how much money's going to be put forward to him. You know, someone will probably come back and say, yeah, no dramas. We'll give you the bag, but good luck to them. Good luck to them. I just think it's one of those things. Lonzo's really got to improve. He also needs to do what he does best, is pass. But not pass to a fault. There was a point where he drove into the basket and everyone was just cleared out. It was him in the basket and you could see his head turn. And he goes, should I kick this back out? And I'm screaming at the TV, put the thing in the basket. And yeah, I held myself back there, but lay it in, put the ball in the basket, because it is just ridiculous. You know, come on, you're an NBA basketballer, prove it. It's frustrating to watch. You know, I honestly think it was the game where he got towed up by his brother that set him back. He was all right before that. Now he's just like all over the shop. The guards have just been atrocious. And that's besides Nikhil. Like, Nikhil's been good. And Kyra, when he gets garbage time, which surely his minutes are trending up because he's the only bloke with the patience to actually run this half-court offense. All the rest just want to run. It was frustrating to see. For the first quarter, we took away the Jazz's three-pointers. Like I said, come off the three-point line and make them make shots inside, because we have good inside presence in Steven Adams. And it worked. And we were hitting shots on the other end, and we were taking the wind out of their sails. And then we let them back in. We got slack. We started overhelping. They started hitting threes. And instead of correcting and stopping that, we just let them have it. And then we started letting them having the inside as well. And I had no issue with Rudy Gobert scoring. I told you that. I said I have no issue with him being the one that beats you. But Donovan Mitchell from outside dropping 37? That's just ridiculous. Jordan Clarkson towing you up for another 20-piece. It's not good enough. Mike Conley towed you up as well. The guards absolutely slaughtered us. Our front court was dominant compared to them. Absolutely, we smashed them, the front court. The back court, just woeful. And I don't know what it is. Does Nikhil come into the starting lineup? I don't know. Does Kyra get more minutes? I hope so. JJ needs to sort his shot out. I'm at this point now with JJ that whatever's wrong with him, he needs to sort out ASAP, because like he had 11 points, but they weren't convincing. He's still doing these sidewards floating three-pointers, and he hit a couple. Don't get me wrong, he hit 2 3-pointers. But he wasn't that dominant force that we saw last year, and perhaps it's him going into the starting lineup. I know you shouldn't reward people for underperforming, but if you can get him to play off Zion and Brandon Ingram and get his eye in early, perhaps that's what we need to do to get him going. Because if he can get 15 points a game from him, it makes a world of difference. All of a sudden, he becomes a third scorer. They start closing out on him, you know? You start winning games. I don't know. I'm obviously frustrated. I slept well, but I'm recording this at 9:25 on a Saturday morning, by the way, just for a bit of context. So I've just woken up and, you know, a bit of a sleep in.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
But the frustration still sizzles. To do that again after the first quarter was just, that was no good. Now, one of the funny things that I don't know if it's funny, it's one of those things that happens is Stan Van Gundy got ejected. So the coach cracked sad and he was thrown out after a couple of tech fouls, and both of them were admittedly off terrible, terrible calls. There was a point where Donovan Mitchell was about 3 steps outside of the court, threw it back in while he's standing on the ground, bounced off Jackson, and they said it was off Jackson. I'm sitting there going, have you got eyes? Are your eyes painted on? Because the blokes from, I don't know, a metre away, less than that, and he's looking at it and he's going, no, it's off you. And, you know, Jackson, for the most part, was bloody good. He played well. I was quite impressed with how he went. You know, he always has his deer in the headlight moments now and then, but against Rudy Gobert, his athleticism was helpful. It was good. I don't have any criticisms there. So to see him get copying these silly fouls, you know, there was these back and forth fouls between Joe Ingles and JJ Redick. Just let it play. They're throwing their head back. You know, was it Conley or Royce O'Neal? One of them decided to throw his head back and fly back when he slightly grazed Stephen Adams. And the refs were just so quick to call it for them. But they don't protect our guys. And that is, you know, I'm not a big ref criticizer, but they were no good last night. They were no good. And it shouldn't be up to the coach to have to get ejected just to make his point across. I wasn't impressed about the umpiring. It was pretty average. Other things that were average. Defense. It looked like as soon as that 16-point lead evaporated, that we had nothing left. It was like we put everything into that first quarter and we said, yeah, that's enough. Well, it turns out, guys, it isn't. It isn't enough. So we've really got to dig in there. Another thing that we need to get a hold of is working out what's going on with the offense. Are we going fast? Are we going slow? Sometimes we're going fast. Sometimes we're just rushing. I think the opening possession for us was Lonzo throwing it directly over the head of no one and out of bounds from half court. So that was pretty good. You know, that was sort of the theme for the night in the end. You know, the first quarter was really good, but I think if you could sum it up in one play, it was Lonzo sailing it into the third row in the opening possession, because we're so bad at opening games. We turn it over, I reckon. I'd like to see the stat on that, actually. I have to work that out. But let's have a look. Turnovers, now that we're on the topic. Zion, 1. Good. Ingram, 1. Adams had 5. Which is not great. Eric Bledsoe, 2. Lonzo Ball had 3. Redick, 2. Nikhil had 2. And Jackson Hayes had 1. Overall, 17 on the night. You know, at a point that was 13 to 14, it was not too bad. But 17 turnovers is still a lot to give up. We head over to the score summary. It's like running up to the big board, Kenny the Jet. Three-pointers, 11 of 25. Well done, guys. They hit 17 of 39, but they're a three-point shooting team. For most part, not too bad. Free throws, 23 of 30. We left some on the bench. They hit 24 of 25. Field goals, 50%. They shot 44 of 88. Assists were the same with 27. Rebounds, we only just got out the top with 41. Turnovers, 17 to 15. Points off turnovers, we actually won that, 21 to 22. So that was something that's a positive. Because when we turn the ball over, we stop them scoring. They scored just as much as we scored off theirs, which, you know, that's okay. It's still higher than how many turnovers you had, but not as bad as it could have been. Not as bad as 17 turnovers has proven previously. So you have to take the little positives out of these games as well, and that's something that I think we have to do. One thing I think that really needs to be worked out is who is going to be the third guy. And who's going to be the third guy consistently? Is it just going to be a rotating roster of who's going to step up each game? Because I don't know if that's the right way to go about it. You know, Lonzo took the most shots from anyone, and you're sitting there going, why is he the one that gets to launch all these terrible shots? Give it to B.I. Give it to Zion. They're the guys that deserve it. Who knows? It's one of those things, you know. It'll work out. Hopefully now that the 14-day road trip is over. Thankfully, the guys can go home, they can sleep in their own bed, they can see their family, or whatever the bubble protocol is, the NBA protocol, and have a rest and recuperate. And then maybe we get a training and or practice and work out whether or not, well, what we're going to do to work this out. The next game is at home. The Wolves, they're 3-10, so we're above them, 5-9. It would really be good to come out and stomp this mob. Famous last words, no doubt, and probably Karl Anthony Towns will come back and against us, which no doubt will be typical. But, yeah, we'll see what happens with that. They're another team that has been up and down, but they have some three-point shooting. Beasley, D'Angelo Russell, guys like that, that you just need to chase off the three-point line. I think we can't just let them we can't live or die by them, the other team hitting threes. I don't think that's sustainable, and we've shown that it's not. Just wait till they miss. No, we're not doing that anymore. That's a bad, bad philosophy. Allegedly, Stan Van Gundy did 90% defense at training and not much offense. Well, no, we need a bit of offense as well. Apparently, he hasn't watched any offensive film, which I find offensive, honestly. It's atrocious. So we need to sort that out. And Twitter is obviously going to get on him. And when you lose a few games, oh, what's happening? He's lost the team and all this carry on. But he hasn't lost the team. He's just gone through one of the hardest road trips in NBA history, by the way, that, you know, the conditions, I think, is something that we overlook. We think these guys are staying in lavish hotels and going out and eating, but because of the COVID, they're just sitting in their hotel rooms the whole time. They're basically doing quarantine. There's bus or plane, and then hotel room. You don't see one another. You don't get to practice. You rock up the game. Oh, g'day, mate. What's happening? And then you're back into it. And that's, it's sad, you know. It must be tough. And this is the hardest part of the whole schedule. So, you remember last year we had a massive losing streak, and then and we haven't done that too badly this time. And then all of a sudden we had the end of the year ticked over, and we came into 2020 with so much optimism. And spoilers alert, wasn't that great? And really made a playoff push. So, you know, that's something that hopefully we could replicate, but we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. You know, it's early. Everyone is still adjusting. The next few games are at home, which are good. We got the Wolves, and then we take on the... Then who do we take on? Then we got the Spurs, so we're away again, actually. So we're home for one, and then we're away. I think they hate us. I think the scheduling hates us, because they keep sending us away. But it'll be good if we can beat a couple of those teams. You know, the Spurs are an up and down side as well. Oh no, it is at home. It's at home. I was lying. It's maybe the Wolves are away. It's not over. I lied. The road trip continues. We're heading to Minnesota, and I'm sure it's cold as hell up there. So one more game of the road trip, and then we're home. So disregard the warm beds. That's another couple of days away. So let's hope we can go in there and beat them. Fingers crossed that's going to happen. But I'm not sure whether it will now that it's not at home. Then again, we don't win at home either. So fingers crossed we can pull this one out. It'll be good. That'll bring us to 6-9 on the season. You can definitely drag yourself back to 500 with a couple of easy wins. You just got to do it. You got to dig in. That's what we got to show. A bit of heart. Dig in. Copy what Zion's doing. B.I., play for the full game. It'd be great. I love you guys, but gosh, you make it frustrating. Now, I'll do my three key takeaways from Jazz 2.0. Before that, mybookie.ag, if you need to do some betting, type in hoopball when you sign up, and they'll probably look after you. And manscaped.com, hoopball20 is the code, HOOPBALL20 on your keyboard, and that'll give you 20% off and free shipping, which we love over there. And of course, hoop-ball.com's got plenty going on over there. You want betting, you want fantasy, daily fantasy advice, you want NBA advice, you want NBA news, head over there, have a look, because there's heaps going on at Hoopball Fantasy on Twitter, of course. Now, the three key takeaways. Number one, Zion goes from strength to strength. This guy is going to take over this team fairly shortly if B.I. lets him, because B.I. has not shown that he wants to be number one. I think he wants to be... Some nights he wants to be number one, or for some quarters he wants to be number one, but otherwise Zion, I think, is trending towards taking this team over, and he is a safe bucket, which I love. Loved seeing him stroke three now and then. If you're going to hit a three, well, do it in style, and he did that. Number two, we need to work out what's going on with the guards, because they're a shambles. There's points where guys are jumping for rebounds and treading on the center's feet and knocking your center over, and we can't have that. Know your role. Play good, patient basketball. We don't need to rush. If we're going to be slow, we might as well be good at being slow. If we're going to be fast, well, that's not what we're good at. So, slow down, smell the roses. And the third takeaway, of course, is let's go and beat Minnesota. Go and stomp them. Prove that you deserve to hang in the West. Go and do it, because the fans need it. Anyway, guys, I'm going to leave it at that. Time to go and start my Saturday. Have a wonderful day. As always, I'm Lyle Swithenbank at Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter, at Hoopball Pels. Bye for now.
This has been a Hoopball presentation.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.